Hey guys and gals, just wanted to remind you before we start this Tronic 5 pod, if you go to drf.com/ITM and use the promo code MONEY, you get free Tronic 5 PPs. What's better than free PPs? Go to drf.com/ITM, use the promo code MONEY. Now I'd like to welcome in my special guest today for the Tronic 5 podcast, Naomi Tucker. Naomi, how are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you, Spencer. How are you?
I am good. A little tuckered out from Breeders' Cup, but no rest for the weary, am I right?
Absolutely not. Back at it again, back at Laurel Park today. So busy morning as always, which is a lot of fun. And yeah, we'll see how we get on with the Tronic 5. We'll see, very exciting again tomorrow and how we do today at Laurel Park.
Let's get started right away. Leg A of the Tronic 5 is race number 7 from Laurel Park. It's a maiden claiming 40,000 going 7 furlongs on the dirt. What'd you like in here, Naomi?
So I'm half tempted to suggest going a single here, but it is that's a tricky thing to do with two-year-olds who obviously improve at different rates. But I really love the number 7, Hello Hot Rod. Superb connections, Brittany Russell, Sheldon Russell. With the two-year-olds, they've been doing incredibly well. She's 33% winners with two-year-olds. Like, even horses that come out of a race and they, you know, kind of needed the race or didn't do that well, she'll get them out second time and do very well and improve them. But this is a horse, Hello Hot Rod, the number 7, that actually did very well on his debut. He wasn't that fast out of the gate. I would have loved to have seen a little bit more speed, but he really started finding late and really closed in rapidly and just missed out. And that was 2 weeks ago. So I love the turnaround, because if you look at Brittany Russell on a 10 to 18 day turnaround, she's 33% winners as well. So just so much to like for this horse. But there are, of course, a couple of firsts in here, so I would suggest maybe chucking one or two in there. I like the number 12, Aloysius Luck. Trevor McCarthy takes the ride, one of our senior riders. Hamilton Smith trains. He does well. Oh, he can get the first-time starters out. And if you look at the pedigree, he's a half-brother to American Dubai, who hit first-time out in a maiden special weight at Churchill Downs. And so did another half-brother in Ace 9-9 when he went sprinting. So perhaps good to use a couple of others. But if I had to single, I would definitely go with the number 7, Hello Hot Rod.
When Pete asked me to do this podcast, I'm like, sure, let me look at the races. And this race just right off the bat for me is a skull buster. Hello Hot Rod. I was trying to figure out a way to beat him. I don't usually like taking horses that had the pace set up with the red fractions closing from off the pace. But as you had said, Brittany Russell, 4 for 11 with two-year-old second-time starters, 36% positive ROI. It's so difficult to find anything. We had talked about the firsters. Hamilton Smith can get one on the board, but just 2 for his last 56 with first-time starting debut maiden claiming two-year-olds. So I'm a little wary of that. Some horses I think that might be able to show some early speed, the number 3, What the Flash, and maybe even Dr. Ferber stepping up in class could be someone that could be interesting. But I think I'm with you with also looking through the rest of the sequence. Maybe it's the right spot here to single Hello Hot Rod.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tough one, isn't it? Singling your first leg, that's not something intuitively that you would like to do. But if this race was the last leg, I would definitely be like, yes, we're singling.
If you were going to use A's and B's in this part, where would you just be using the one A, or would you be adding a couple B's as well?
I definitely use the 7 as the A.
Okay.
And maybe, as you mentioned, go for some horses that have a tad bit of early speed that could be interesting. I had Dr. Ferber on mine just because he broke a bit. Greenlee still has a lot to learn, but could have stepped up from that race because he was kind of gamely battling with another horse in the stretch. But I am tempted to just say, just go with the 7 as an A.
Let's move on to leg B of the Tronic 5. It's race number 8 from Laurel Park. The optional 16K starter allowance, 8K going 6 furlongs on the dirt. What about in here, Naomi?
I landed on the number 5, Nomo Ron. But I'm going to say from the start, like, I would go a tad bit more spready in this race. I feel there's a couple of horses that could lay their claims. Now, Nomo Ron, second start for the Anthony Ferrier barn. Comes back 30 days later after that nice win there, 80 buyer. Not the quickest from the gate, but ended up in a nice spot. And I feel like that might be the case again here. There is a bit of speed on his inside. He doesn't need the lead. He can kind of slot in and weave through again and come with another big run. But I also liked the number 9 in here as I'm scrolling now, Phantom Row, who has a lot of speed, gets the £5 off with Alexander Crispin. And the £5, that's something that worked really well for him when Charlie Marquez was riding him multiple starts ago. He seemed to really, really, you know, run for the apprentice and like that weight allowance. And he has speed. Now, last race, he didn't do that well. He just ended up not braking as strongly. He likes to go forward. He was chasing the whole time. Now getting back to an easier spot. I find him interesting here because of that outside speed angle. And then I also like the number 6, Air on Fire, who gets back to the sprinting distance where I think he does better for a trainer, Damon Di Lodovico, who does quite well from a layoff. I know if you're looking at 61, 18 days, it only says 6%. But if you're looking at Damon's longer layoffs, like over 180 days, Damon is like nearly 20%. So he does know how to get them out, like get them fit before they run again. So I thought he was interesting too.
I kind of was more towards the outside horses in this race. Phantom Row, like you had said, I just like the fact that we see a couple 80s in there. Obviously, with Marquez at this level, second by a neck and a nice win on a slow pace. But the 88 to a 74 to 83 to 66, maybe this horse is just one of those in and outers that maybe we'll see that nice little mid 80 to high 80 buyer right back. And that's going to be very dangerous in this spot. Some other horses I like, the number 7, Sound Off as an A. The last race at the optional 50,000. Didn't do too well fourth, kind of split the field. But the two races before that, third by a half a length, third by a head, big, big odds, 17-1 and 14-1. Just don't let a horse like this at 8-1, obviously 12 thirds, not the one that likes to win the most, but when she's already shown that she can, that this gelding can hit the board at high prices and possibly win, don't let this one scare you off. The number 8, Futile as well. Coming in on the claim, the last race out of Presque Isles I thought was a little bit interesting. Michael Rogers claims now 1-for-3 so far. Really good layoff stats. Just one that I would also include as well.
Yeah, that's what I said. I feel like this race we can go a bit spready because to me, there are a fair few that can lay claim to. I really do like your number 7, Sound Off. I actually was very much looking at him as well because he tried to close into a slow pace last time out. Obviously, didn't completely succeed, but if he gets that nice, strong pace set up, because there is some speed in this race, he can actually go very well. So, yeah, I do like him as well. I'd say it's a tough one. Where should we go with the A's, you think?
I think for me, I'm going to go with the 7 and 9 as an A and then the 8 as a B.
Okay, well, I want to throw in the 5 as an A as well, just absolutely, to make sure that he doesn't run through the cracks kind of thing and then comes and gets us.
For sure. Let's move on to leg C of the Stronic 5. It's race number 9 from Laurel Park. It is a 10,000 maiden clamber going about 1/116 miles on the dirt. Another Laurel race. We go here.
I ended up liking the number 2 on the inside as well as the number 10 on the outside. Elusive Motion. He has shown a bit of speed in dirt tries before. I like the inside draw to kind of move up. And if you look at Dale Capuano going from turf to dirt, he's 30% winners. I know that a lot of people shy away from horses, you know, coming off the turf, going back to the dirt, especially routing that can be challenging. And if you look at some of his routing race on the dirt, he hasn't done that much. But I thought it was an interesting horse to include at hopefully a bit of a price.
This is the one race that super was hard for me because I have a lot of angles with maiden races. The 2 Elusive Motion, I mean, I feel like it just has had so many tries at the level. And the number 10, Bourbon Agogo, just 13 races, same kind of thing. Maybe not at the level, but just so many tries to break the maiden. I kind of thought the number 5, Hinting, was a little interesting. It's weird because this trainer seems to want to have the horse be on the turf, but now ends up in a dirt spot. This race for me was very, very tough.
I mean, they are tricky. The maiden race, you can come up with a couple of big prices and you would have never seen them coming. So I agree with you. A lot of horses that have had a fair few starts in here. So a lot of times you also want to go to trainers that do very well with the claimers. Now, Dale Capuano is like the ultimate claiming trainer here in Laurel Park. So that helps from my perspective. I liked Hinting. He has speed. He gets £7 off with Leonardo Carullo, who's actually, as a rider, really, really, really has developed. So I definitely would be game to include him here. And he has carried speed over the mile as well. If you go to 3 starts back, now it was a match race. I don't know if you watch it back. There was only 2 horses in that race. But that was a legitimate figure because they dueled all the way and he just lost out by a nose.
I think for A's and B's, I'm just going to have to kind of go 2-5-10 as the A's and just kind of hope that we can get out of the legs spreading a little bit here.
I agree.
Let's move on to the fourth leg, leg D of the Stronach 5. It's race number 9 from Gulfstream Park West. We're on the turf now going 1 mile. Hopefully it doesn't get wet over there. I know they've been off the turf what seems like the last couple days. What'd you like in here, Naomi?
I'm going to single. No. Oh. The number 11, Hop on the Bus Gus for Michael Maker. He reclaimed this six-year-old mare. Either that's a sentimental reason or he feels like she still has plenty of run left in her. Obviously knows her well. So first off, the claim for him is 16%. It is good enough for me, but I know that he knows her. So to me, that means that he can just kind of fire away. She's going a little bit lower, and she had a strong run last time out on the turf at Gulfstream Park over a mile. So, I mean, you got to love Mike Maker stretching out on turf.
I mean, he beat me pretty bad in the Breeders' Cup, which upset me pretty bad.
He beat us all there. Yeah.
Another one I liked was the 12 Bahama Kitten. Just the same kind of reason, Cheryl Weinbaugh just reclaiming. I think that people don't look so much past, you know, a race or two in the past performances, and when they see reclaims, you know, 4 or 5 down the line, I think this is another one at a good price. Obviously claimed off Peter Walder and improved the buyer 10 points. So she obviously knows this mare and just knows where to place. Another one that I was a little bit interested in as well would have to be the 2 Lady Nina coming out of that last race, a little bit behind Hop on the Bus Gus. I just think that the 2 would have to be a B, and if you want to make the 12 a B as well, but I'm definitely with you with the 11 as an A.
Yeah, I had the 2 underneath saying, I said single on the 11, otherwise maybe use the 2 because, you know, nice inside draw. She has early speed. She's a young filly. She's only 4 years old. And that last race was pretty decent and dropping down to the 10 now. So I agree. You definitely, let's say use the 2 and you say the 12 as Bs and go with the 11 as an A.
Correct. Let's see how we can make some money here in leg E of the Stronach 5. It's race number 3 from Golden Gate, a maiden claiming 5,000, going 5 furlongs on the synth. How are we going to close it out?
I mean, my notes were spread in this race. Bottom maiden level races are notorious for throwing up long shots and for not always following form, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like it can be very, very tricky. So I ended up with 4 selections, the 2, the 4, the 5, and the 1 that I thought we should just spread and hope for a price here. Now, the 2 I put on top because she's been working very strongly for a barn that is super hot. Jonathan Wong, 38% at the meet thus far. And I like the work tab. Yes, last time out, last race, really showed nothing at all, but is dropping to that bottom level. And that was only the first, so this is the second start. There could be plenty of improvement left for Tale of Tears.
I am 5 deep in this race. It's so funny.
See? Yes,
exactly. It's just how it is. I've been beaten too many times in my racing career by a horse like the number 8 Unusual Dancer, where it's like one of the 2 main droppers in the field and the numbers aren't good. And yet these horses just somehow show their class in the final 16th and come flying from out of nowhere and win it 37-1. You're like, wow, look at that one simple angle that I just didn't play for the 8th time. So I think the 8's got to be used. I think the number 1, Irene, the fact that there was a better race a couple of years ago with a 50, obviously this one has had problems being 6 years old with only 5 starts, but maybe one that we can also include as a B. I'm fine with your number 2, Jonathan Wong. I have friends who are good friends with Wong and just know how well he is as a horse trainer. The number 5, Crookhaven Lass. Nice improvement. Second time out was one I think I also would like to use as well. So maybe we go 2-5 as A's and the 1 and the 8 as a B.
Yeah, that sounds good for me. Like I said, we need to spread in this. This is very tricky when it comes to these bottom maiden levels, and hence definitely want to go with horses that have plenty left to improve. And I like the 1 as well. That was one that I had underneath, a 4 weeks turnaround, second after the layoff. Let's go for it.
We wanted to get here quick and easy, little 13-minute podcast. I'll put this together. Naomi, thank you so much for coming on and helping me out with the Stronach 5 ticket.
I love how quick we went through this.
We're
going
to
hit it. Right?
Yeah, now we have to hit it. Now Pete will make us do this in 10 minutes next time out. The more times that we hit, it'll be more and more of me and you, Naomi. Thank you again, and we'll talk soon.
Absolutely, Spencer. You're welcome.
This show has been a production of In the Money Media. In the Money Media's president is Pierre Thomas Forentail. Our chief creative officer is Jonathan Kinchin, and our In the Money Media business manager is Drew Coatney. I'm Spencer Lugenbuehl, and we will see you next time.